definitely took some inspiration from in some of it. There's a bit of Primus. There's a little bit of everything that I've ever loved in there. Mm-hmm. Just kind of whatever I want to hear in a song. Oh, I pointed to Harry. He's pointed to Howard.
Well, especially since I joined later when a lot of the songs were more established, I think with my bass lines, I definitely have more of like a skate punk background. So like Teenage Bottle Rocket and CKY are like definitely influenced the way I approach certain bass lines. And so the attitude behind those bass lines were definitely inspired by those two bands specifically. A little bit of Blink, but like mostly Teenage Bottle Rocket and CKY.
And for myself, Iron Maiden, since while I was unborn. Then more recently, I've been listening to a lot of Dream Theater. What's gonna be the inspiration for upcoming is Grip Incorporated, a little lesser known. They're the side project of Slayer's Dave Lombardo. But all of these songs were written before I had listened to them for the first time. And then somehow one of their songs made my number three listens of all time. So.
Yeah. No, that's super cool. And as I was the mixing and mastering engineer for the upcoming tracks, the upcoming release, I do want to point out that I also did hear, you know, some like Rob Zombie, White Zombie influence as well.
Oh man, definitely was there.
Yeah.
Specifically
for people watching, like the slide.
Yeah, the slide was just there. Yeah. I think I got a guitar slide for Christmas one year, and I've never really had a reason to use it. And then I'm like, well, I have it.
Yeah.
And I started playing it. And like, I've heard Dragula. I've heard the songs where Rob Zombie's got the slide in it.
Yeah.
But I would be beaten to death in the middle of a Rob Zombie crowd if I was asked to name more than two songs.
Fair enough. Yeah. No, I think that's really cool because there's like no other, at least local band that I can think of, or not really any kind of smaller bands that have the use of a slide in like heavy music.
It's because they're all a bunch of cowards. Pick up that slide,
right?
Pick up that capo. Do whatever you want. Make art, dude.
Yeah, you use a freaking capo.
Yeah, capo.
I use my Yeti water bottle as a slide sometimes.
Yeah, I love
it. Innovate.
That's why there's so many scratches on it now.
All right, welcome back to Yuma FM 101.5. This is Suburban Home, and I'm here with the handsome guys in Until Defeat.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And we were just talking off air about Teenage Bottle Rocket and the new Until Defeat songs.
Yay!
Yippee!
Let's talk about Week of Fall.
Oh boy, I sure do love getting to spend 1 week with pretty leaves and trees before it starts snowing again. It seems we also had a week of spring this year, too, yep. So that'll be the sequel song.
An Hour of Rain.
An Hour of Rain.
I can't wait for LP2.
LP2, we get Week of Spring, which is just about, hey, it was really pretty and nice out, and it felt good to be outside before. It was really hot, and it sucks now.
Can't wait for Bible of Mad Men.
Bible of Mad Men.
We're going to do what Earth, Wind, and Fire did with the song September and just change the one word to December. They released a song that's just December with the one weird, really? One word change.
Man, Week of Fall, I always forget we added this to the album, and I always forget like it exists until I see it on a set list. We wrote it in a day. I kind of just wrote words, and I went, I have no idea how to make, because my voice, you'll hear later, is very angry, very like, I'm yelling, I'm upset. I can't do that with Week of Fall. I can't be angry and upset. It frustrates me, and that's why I wrote it. But then I was like, Howard, you take the lead here. And I think Howard's voice fits it a lot better. He's a lot more, he actually sings. He knows how to do that.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. I gave him the like steering wheel, and he didn't. I mean, I guess I never really gave him the option to change the lyrics, but he never changed the lyrics. He kept true to them. You made lyrics, didn't you?
I slightly tweaked it a bit, so it was a little easier for me to sing. And that's
okay.
Like the heart and soul of it is still very much intact. I think I literally just changed like a few words. And just made it to, there's a certain rhythm that I started singing it, and it's like, yeah, that works, and that's kind of how it came together.
That's all you need for your name to appear on the album.
Yeah.
I did it, guys, made the cut.
Yeah. Well, at least Howard has something on the album. We just programmed the bass afterwards.
I was wondering why it sounded so was the amp plugged in the other times?
It's just a cardboard box, Howard.
Yeah, you're like a deathcore band now.
Yeah. I programmed everything.
Yeah.
And on the topic of forgetting that song, for the first two or three shows, I did legitimately, like, I could not remember the song at all. Like, I just, like, started counting in and playing a fast beat, and I once I heard you guys playing it, I was like, oh, that song!
Yeah.
I think also, like, the riff definitely came together before the lyrics, because I had, like, a cool transition in mind, and then you added on to that, and then you had, like, this, like, walking up and then down a power chords thing.
I stole that from Showdown GEP by Propagandi.
But you did it so well.
I did it
and
so it, well.
It was at that point where I'm like, yeah, this is so awesome.
Could you say you stole this riff?
I stole this riff. Hey, I get that reference! By the way, I stole this riff. I have always thought of that. I love that little thing. So I added it somewhere. But you know, fair is fair. They if they get to steal riffs, I can steal riffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, again, Week of Fall. I am excited for everybody on the radio to hear it in a couple days, because honestly, it's one of my favorite songs on the album. And I remember even hearing it as far back as, like, I don't know when the first time you played it was, but, like, I do remember hearing it pretty far back at one of your shows.
I could tell you the date.
Yeah, which one was it?
August 15th at the Osborne Tap House. You were just on your way to work.
You were probably
going to work the Down with Webster show. Or were you on that one?
No, I wasn't at that one. It was I was working one of my apartment shifts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was working at that one apartment.
My lovely partner couldn't make it because she had tickets for Down with Webster, Mariana's Trench. Yeah. And
there's still a band?
Yeah.
Huh.
So
I haven't heard Mariana's Trench do anything since middle school.
Yeah, neither did anyone with Wheatus.
They still make Teenage Dirtbag. They release it every now and then.
Yeah. Actually, funnily enough that you say that, I assume it's a joke, but they actually did do that.
Yeah.
In 2020, they did that because, okay, basically lore, I'll try to do the TLDR. So Teenage Dirtbag was supposed to be in the first Rock Band game.
Awesome.
And for some licensing reason with EA Studios or whatever, it didn't get him. Even though at that point, Brendan, the singer, had re-recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they never released that 2007 version. But they re-recorded it again 2020, and released as Rock Band DLC for Rock Band 4.
Mm. No one played that one.
Yeah, exactly. And then they released on streaming and everything. So,
oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Did a hell of a show. It was an amazing show when they came here.
It was great, yeah.
You know who plays better shows? Also Ran, who opened for Wheatus and is also opening for us. You should come see us May 29th at Side Stage. With Second Floor Patients.
May 29th.
Until Defeat will be there too.
Side Stage.
At Side Stage.
29th of May. That's this May. 2026. May 29th at Side Stage. Also Ran, Second Floor Patients, and these new up and comers, Until Defeat. Come see them. Us.
Us.
That's us.
Yeah.
Not Justin. I don't know why he said us.
Us.
He'll probably come up on stage and play some tambourine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
the band that opened for Wheatus is opening for Until Defeat now.
Yeah. We asked them first, by the way.
We asked them before we knew they were playing that show. That show was probably booked for a long time in advance.
Liar.
Yeah, true.
Plug in my ears and go, la, 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 la. Yeah.
But that means they accepted us after accepting Wheatus as an opener.
Do with that as you will.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. Until Defeat are sick, Also Ran are sick, and Second Floor Patients are sick.
They're all playing a show at Side Stage, May 29th.
Second Floor Patients, let's talk about them.
I love those guys.
Homies.
Oh, dude, they've been our day ones, essentially.
Seth is probably listening.
Hi, Seth!
For Courier's first show, they performed as well.
Yes.
And that's where I got to meet him and like get to know you a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So I've known you guys for a while there.
And Phantom Killing was also at that show.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And your mom.
Yes.
I don't remember
I never get tired of saying that.
Yeah.
No, that was a really fun show, and like got to meet a lot of really great people from the scene there. And
yeah, that's sick.
They've been very supportive of Until Defeat and all the stuff we've done, so it's been really great. And Seth also designed the poster for the show.
On May 29th.
On May 29th.
The one for May 29th at Side Stage.
And you can see a really cool time lapse of that on our Instagram there. He did a great job. It turned out really awesome. I love the tape with all the information on it. That looked really cool.
I love all the Aiden specific like Easter eggs there are in there. I look at it every now and then. I go, hey, that, I know what that is.
That's you.
That's me. There's me on there. There's a Space Marine on there. The Flood from Halo. There's a Marine from Halo. I think there's a Fallout reference. I forget what it is though.
But there's so much like thought and like care put into it.
It was made. Yeah. It was made for me.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, Seth.
Yeah, and they were also at our first venue show at the Bulldog, with Phantom Killing. There's some connection here.
They were there. We rode off the coattails of Phantom Killing for a while.
Yeah. But, yeah, we've done quite a few shows with Second Floor Patients. Mm-hmm. I think this will be our fifth time sharing a bill with them.
Jeez Louise, really?
Yeah. Because we did the first time at the Bulldog.
Yeah.
We did...
I think this is our fourth.
We did a not a house show. We did a show at the Handsome Daughter in June. We did Winnipeg Punk Fest.
Oh, right, yes.
We did their EP release, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now they're opening for our LP release. Us.
Yeah.
we come as a package deal a lot of the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who doesn't like fries with their burger?
Yeah. There you go. And the coleslaw is us.
We're all the coleslaw guys.
Yeah.
We're the coleslaw of the music scene.
And also Ran's the gravy.
Oh. The gravy.
And also Ran's the much needed soda.
Paradise on Fire. Paradise on Fire is the cheesecake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're playing the day after us.
Oh, man.
And they totally would have drained all of our attendance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had we got the day we originally asked for.
Thank God.
We're really proud of everything that Paradise is doing.
Yeah.
And they're doing really great in the scene as well.
Ashley,
they've been very big supporters of us. So
yeah.
Really proud of those guys.
Yeah. And also shout out to Ashley for starting a radio show.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Buy local.
Buy local. Wednesday. I really wish I didn't work 12 to 5. I do not get a tune in. Right. I am so like.
It's an awesome show.
Awesome.
If you're listening to the radio right now, travel back in time 25 hours.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
And you will get to listen to Buy Local.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good math calculation there.
That's nice. My date guy.
Yeah. Let's get into some more songs. What do we want to play for the Untold Defeat stuff?
Oh, man. Up next is...
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchen, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
Feel like your heart's the only one that listens. trying to put these thoughts to pen and paper. Feels like your heart's wait a minute. What you stop and think? You wonder what's happening. Nothing. Bottle of mud. You're stuck in the rut.
Welcome to Pastor on MIDI here on 101.5 UMFM. My name's Alex of Your Trigger at the Cosmos. This guy's here.
Hi. Hi.
Rachel's here, but she has a peanut chip in her mouth. She can't talk right now. Unfortunately. It's a crazy Thursday. Wind is blowing.
It's a yellow warning.
Yeah.
On the Environmental Canada website.
It looks like the Middle East in movies out there. It's all windy and dusty.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the haze that's like on the over the horizon. It's crazy.
Everything's covered in a layer of silt right now.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
It's Dust Bowl vibes.
Yeah. It's farmers, watch out.
It's the Dust Bowl, man.
Your soil has gone away.
If anybody has any information on the mud rain.
Yeah. Let us know what happened
there.
Yeah,
let us know what happened. All the cars are covered in mud rain.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
And dusty.
Yeah.
What did we listen to?
You heard Lorraine James from the new album Detached from the Rest of You. It's a song called In a Rut with Sydney Span.
That was an awesome song.
Cool song. Lorraine James, great. New album, much more... Well, it sounds weirder, but it's also... They're all, like, pop song structures. But her older stuff is a lot of IDM and garage experimental. Well,
yeah, I love when experimental artists go in that direction. Yeah. They start making pop music.
Lots of features, too. There's a song with Tirza and one with Alan Sparhawk from Low.
Yo. Wow.
Pretty cool. Up next, from Australia, how do you say this? Nanajirachi from Australia.
Okay.
Cool place.
Yeah. She released an album last year called I Love My Computer, and this is a song from it called It's You.
I love my computer.
And my computer, it's you.
Thank you.
That was Hell and Sun, Shiny Kindness.
Yeah, the Silver Juice lyric randomly.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
Sorry. Hey, we had the music pretty low. We were discussing energy drink flavors.
Was it a reference to Wild Kindness?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she says it verbatim. Shino and the Wild Kindness.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know where she's from.
Before that, you heard Up Sammy and Valentina Magaletti. Superimposed.
Epic. Yeah. Epic track.
Acoustic drums on there. That's what Valentina Magaletti does. Pretty cool. I'm guessing Up Sammy is a joke, like you're trying to get someone to ask, what's up, Sammy? Yeah.
Like, no. Up Dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Up Alex. Alex.
Not much. How are you?
Up Rachel.
Yeah.
What's up, Rachel?
Not much. How are you?
You're not Rachel.
Whatever. Still listening to 101.5 UMFM and some Canadian content coming at you quick.
Lots of Canadian content.
Yeah. I just came back from Western Canadian tour, and I gotta tell you, all of the bands that we played with were all influenced by women. The most influential Canadian band of all time. And yeah. The most influential gender. We're all influenced by women.
Well, we all come from our mothers.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women, of course, does not have any female members. But, you know.
It's kind of messed up.
It's actually funny because they came out, I think, the year before the band Girls came out. And that's also a band with no women in it. But they're called Girls. And then the band Women came out. Pretty cool. This is a song from their self-titled album called Black Rice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love that album.
So good.
Yeah. Very good.
So good.
Fly and stay and cut through the fire.
That was Temps from Calgary.
There's lots of awesome bands from Calgary, but I also really don't like that city.
Not a good city, really.
Yeah.
Strange vibes.
But yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, I was saying the other night to Rachel that it's very strange that the best Canadian band ever, Women, are from Calgary.
Yeah.
One of the most culturally devoid places.
Like, roads everywhere. Yeah. There's that empty, like, Olympic slide.
It's really big for how many people, like, physically big. I feel like it takes, like, 3 hours to drive across Calgary.
It feels like Winnipeg, but just way bigger.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
We can't hate too much because they do have a train, which we don't have, but...
Really?
The train is awesome. The light rail.
They have light rail.
Is it used a lot?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's two lines.
Okay.
Two lines. You can get around.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Up next from our beautiful city. Well, I guess not originally. Ray moved from Florida or whatever.
Yeah, Florida.
This is from the new Tofu Smell album.
Yeah.
All My Time.
Yeah, with full instrumentation, full band.
Yeah. You can see Tofu Smell celebrate their album release on Saturday night at the Handsome Daughter.
Yeah.
And we'll be there.
I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. Too.
Yeah.
And Ben Stokes.
Ben Stokes will be there.
Yeah.
Will he?
Yeah, I put Ben on my guest list.
Nice. Did he give you a coffee in exchange for that?
Oh, no, he didn't.
You should not put him on the guest list. It's got to be a quid pro quo.
Who's Ben Stokes?
He's a drummer in the city.
Oh.
Yeah.
He works at Little Sister.
And he was at Trivia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Actually, he might be listening. Oh, he told me that he listens to, like, Pastoral MIDI or CKUW at around this time because he's driving home.
Okay. Well, shout out to Ben if you're listening.
Shout out, Ben.
Yeah. Hi,
Ben's
Ben.
Off the wheel.
Yeah.
Hi, Ben.
Enjoy Tofu Smell.
To absorb myself, ourselves of how we have touched places where we met, some melting metal, crippled by the pressure. I love you, take it back. I taste a laugh at the wrong time. It's only right my voice cracks. How to relieve ourselves, myself of being wild. Our tainted nonetheless, cemented ripple, hurdles to surrender. Say I want you.
bound to relive itself. Your self-esteeming world is wasted on my lips. Reflexive symbols, purple night forever. I want to take it back. Thank you.
with your head upon my lap on the buffalo grass. The clouds are moving fast. Sippy, tell me what you see. Maybe it's a baby, or maybe it's a cotton mouth swallowing its tail. Well, that one looks like Lady Guadalupe with an airplane in her hair. It's paradise. The sun is just a glow, though. Shade your eyes. Well, there goes a phoenix with the last light. Baby, it's an omen. Let's fly to Quetzalcoatlus where the fire turns to sand. I've seen them burning statues of the Virgin by the roadside. Remember the time you snuck in through the bathroom window and waited for me there. Well, hidden in the shower for an hour. When I went to fill the tub, I found you wrapped in linens like a ghost. Well, my heart froze, I fainted. Fold me a rose with that holiday napkin on the floor as payment for your fortunes I predicted. Well, you said bite me, hell no. You're lucky I don't fold you, boy. Pay right to liar. With your head upon my lap on the buffalo grass. The clouds are moving fast. Well, Sippy, tell me what you see.
You just heard Buck Meek with Pareidolia, and before that you heard Pond Liquor.
Pond Liquor
with Numi
from Montreal,
and before that you heard Veneer.
Yeah, Veneer from Winnipeg
with Small.
Growing up so small,
so little. We're pretty much out of time here. We're gonna leave you with Bob Dylan's really stupid cover of The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. And from Self-Portrait, and we'll leave you to be blown away by the wind wherever it takes you.
Bye.
Like a stone.
Yeah.
The Audio Slave. You should play that. You should play Like a Stone by Audio Slave.
If you want to hear that, you can turn your radio to 97.5. It'll come on at some point in the next 3 hours.
Yeah, or I Am a Highway.
Yeah. Check that out. Bye-bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises.
all lies and jest. Still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. La la la, la la la, la 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 la. When I left my home and family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railroad station running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers.